Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back fast so Dina can cover some dirt at the 40. Being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you need some help paying for the holidays, they can help you out. They've got $1,000 holiday loans available to see if you qualify. And for all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right, Chrissy Teigen, you know she's on social media a lot, like, you know, Twitter and stuff like that. But what she didn't have was a YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of surprised because, you know, she's all over Instagram and Twitter, and we thought for sure she'd have a YouTube channel. Well, she does now. So thank goodness. I mean, everybody's okay. It's all good.
I was sweating it there for a few years.
So it's called Cravings.
Uh-huh.
And it's been described as kind of like Food Network meets HGTV. So it's got not only like her culinary pursuits, but her family life, too. And her mother
yes.
is involved, too. And everybody loves her mother. I don't know if you've seen her mother. She's even in the TV commercials now that Chrissy Teigen does. So Pepper's Corner is going to feature Pepper creating the Thai meals that she's famous for. So at this point, the channel's got 14 videos. And Chrissy also launched her Cravings website, which currently features new Thanksgiving recipes. And she's going to have a Christmas menu next week. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I'll watch the channel as long as that first ad that comes out says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Skip the ad. Can't stand the 60-second ad.
Oh, that, yeah.
DinaDirt.com.
So true. See, it looks like Kim Kardashian has rallied together a bunch of celebrities. Rihanna, LL Cool J, Gigi Hadid are just some of the names. Isaiah Washington. And why are they all getting together? Well, they are trying to stop Rodney Reed's execution. It's a Texas inmate who spent over 21 years on death row for a murder that he says he is innocent of. And now all this proof is coming forward that maybe they didn't handle the court case as they should have. The murder weapon was never tested for DNA evidence.
Okay.
Forensic experts say, yeah, we made mistakes in our testimony. So now they're trying to get a stay of execution for this man. And it's amazing that Kim has gotten all these celebrities to lend their support as well. And they're pleading with the governor to say, hey, give this guy a stay of execution and let's revisit his case. So we'll have to see what happens.
They must have a good case.
They must.
The celebrities assign their name to it.
That many.
Yeah.
I mean, you would hope so. I hope people don't just jump on board without looking at the facts first.
DinaDirt.com.
Modern Family star Sarah Hyland posted a fun picture from a wedding she went to over the weekend, but people weren't liking it very much. It was three couples. She was one of them. Very handsy, let's just say, you know. So people were saying, come on, have you ever heard of the hashtag Me Too? Come on. But other people are saying, no, this is like full consent in this photo. These people, they're in relationships. They are having a good time. So the backlash got too much out of control. Sarah had to start deleting comments, especially from one particularly nasty commenter. But thing is, like, you put yourself out there on social media, you put yourself out there 100%. The good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's why I only have a MySpace profile. That's it.
It's DinaDirt.com.
We'll That's it.
Explain to you what that is later. We previously reported that Supernatural star Jared Padalecki was arrested for allegedly assaulting two people at a bar in Texas. Now he's thanking his fans for their support, but while he's thanking his fans, his on-screen co-star, Jensen Ackles, is basically making fun of his on-screen brother. He says, we all miss my big dumb friend. He had a bad weekend, and he's dealing with what he's dealing with, so just send him love and support. But while he's sending that message, they're having fun with him on set, and when he came back to the set, they had a pair of handcuffs waiting for him when he arrived. Needless to say, he's getting a little too comfortable in those. And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
She has got Hollywood covered. Dina's Dirt at the 40 happens now, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. With holidays around the corner, they can help you out. They're offering holiday loans of $1,000. For more details, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up, Dina?
All right, well, the whole Meg Ryan, John Mellencamp split, you know, we heard it was Meg Ryan who had pulled the plug. But now, sources are telling people that it was John Mellencamp who had cold feet. And that's what led to the split. He's been married three times before, and apparently he decided he didn't want to get married again.
Sure, he just want to jinx it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, the other three didn't work out. Things are going well because they were together for, like, what, 8 years or so?
They were together for, on and off since 2011. So, but I guess marriage never really seemed to be his end goal, even though he did say they'd get married at some point. Maybe he was just hoping to be engaged forever. And also taking a walk in the single world again, Rosie O'Donnell. She split from her fiancé, Elizabeth Rooney, after being engaged for a year. And finally, divorced is Kate Beckinsale. Her divorce is settled, so she and husband Len Wiseman are no longer together. A lot of single people in Hollywood now. This is the time to hit them up.
DinaStirt.com.
Four more, right? Or even more.
Here's one guy who's not single anymore, though.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves. It looks like he's been snatched up for the first time in decades. He hasn't dated anybody, like, majorly in probably 20 years.
Well, it's hard because his girlfriend or something died in a car accident years ago.
It was something he never really got over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so for him to be stepping out with someone, holding hands with somebody, mm-hmm. this is a big move for him. He's with artist Alexandra Grant, and where she comes into the picture, well, the two of them worked on a book together, his book in 2011. She was the artist, he was the writer, and they worked together on another book, and then they founded a publishing house together. So they've known each other for a long time, and, you know, lest you think, you know, she's not a good person, you know, like flitty or something, she's a wonderful person. She does a lot of projects for the community, and she's definitely into giving back. So we're happy to know that our Keanu Reeves is a good person.
Because what I've heard, everything about Keanu is good stuff.
We just love him.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, it looks like, you know, the guy who played Elliot in E.T., Henry mm-hmm. Thomas, he was busted for that DUI. It looks like there was a fast-acting THC in his vehicle. They're saying that could have been what caused him to fail any field sobriety tests.
Because he had passed out, like, in the middle of an intersection,
yes,
right?
Just he did.
Slumped over the steering
wheel.
He was
slurring, and he had droopy eyes, and they were bloodshot, and he wouldn't take the field sobriety test, but they did find that drug in his vehicle. So, in the meantime, his attorneys pled not guilty on his behalf. He has another court date scheduled for later this month. We'll keep you posted on what happens with that.
DinaStirt.com.
And Property Brothers Drew and Jonathan Scott, they were by their older brother JD's side at his Halloween wedding. And if you're going to have a Halloween wedding, well, you got to go all out Halloween. So all the groomsmen were wearing Mortal Kombat costumes. And we mean the whole way through. Stretchy black leggings, colored tunics, shin and wrist guards. It's the whole gamut.
Well, it could be Mortal Kombat when it comes to getting married as well.
Oh, I would hope not.
Mentally. Down the road.
It made for some easy setup for the photographer
for
the pictures. They looked awesome, and we're glad that they had that much fun. Gosh, if I could have a wedding redo, that would be it. Halloween themed. Yeah, for sure. And that's your Dirt at 740.
You get the invite. Looks like a kid's birthday party invitation.
And what's wrong with that? More fresh stuff coming your way in Dino's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Entertainment, what's going on in Hollywood? Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can be a holiday hero and get yourself a $1,000 holiday loan. They're now available. For all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's up?
Okay, well, this was fast. Richard Gere and his wife, Alejandra Silva, are expecting their second child together.
Nice.
According to Ace Showbiz. But they just welcomed their first child together, a baby boy, in February of this year.
Okay,
it's November.
I've been busy.
She's 3 months along into the pregnancy, so
apparently downtime for making movies.
That was fast. Mm-hmm. Well, Richard's 70. We can understand why he might be in a bit of a hurry to set up his new family. So he's got a 19-year-old son, Homer, with his ex. Alejandra also has a child from her previous marriage. But now this will be their second child together, so congratulations.
Whoa, hold on.
To
just
them.
Got this in. Third child on the way.
On the way already?
Yep.
While she's still pregnant with the second one? Yeah, but them you never know.
Stacking up.
DinaStirt.com.
Felicity Huffman has started her community service as part of her sentence for her role in the college admissions bribery scandal. So she was spotted leaving the Teen Project near Los Angeles on Sunday. She spent 3 hours in there. So just chipping away a little bit at a time because she's got to complete 250 hours. Hmm. So, you know, three's a start. No word on if all her hours will be spent at this one location or if she'll be splitting up her time between other charities.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, congratulations to Anna Faris. It looks like the mom star might be engaged to her boyfriend, Michael Barrett. She was spotted out and about in L.A. on Sunday with a huge rock on, yes, that finger.
Mm-hmm.
And they started dating a little over 2 years ago. Things moving pretty fast for them. They even went on some double dates with her ex-husband, Chris Pratt, and Chris's now wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger.
I wonder if the guy she's with now is a fan of Chris.
Well, they went on double dates together.
Yeah, he's like a big celebrity.
He had a chance to get to know him, so I don't know if he likes him or not, or if he's like, oh, you want to go out with them again? Like, I don't know.
Do the dinosaurs have to come now, too?
Oh, he's talking about dinosaurs.
DinaStirt.com.
And Alex Rodriguez had asked Jennifer Lopez to marry him. If you're thinking, didn't he already do that? Yes, you'd be right. In March, Alex proposed to Jennifer on the beach. Yesterday, he posted a video on Instagram of the two of them working out in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And while Jen was doing some leg presses, he asked her to marry him once again.
So in between the leg presses, he pops up?
I mean, it was not as romantic as his first proposal on the beach. But considering she's been married and divorced a few times, you know, you can't blame a guy for wanting to double check.
Why do they have to go to the gym when she can just do arm reps, like with a ring? She could, you know, curl her ring. It's heavy enough.
Because I think even she can't do that. I think that's even too heavy for her. And that's your Dirt at 840. You can get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.